News release. City of Orillia. The Art in Public Places Committee is excited to announce its newest call for artists for the largest installation of public art within the City of Orillia to date. Artists are invited to submit a proposal to one or more of 7 site locations that incorporates the project's theme, crossroads, connections, and intersections. The theme is inspired by the city's strategic location along major highways and waterways, connecting people to Orillia for thousands of years. Public art is a wonderful way to invite people to explore the Sunshine City, and provides accessible, year-round destinations for people to experience our rich history and natural beauty, said Mayor Steve Clark. Orillia Council is pleased to support this fantastic project that aims to draw people into the city using our active transportation network that connects them with new tourism destinations and the unique businesses and flavors of different neighborhoods across the city. This call for public art is the largest in the city's history. Artists interested in submitting will be asked to participate in a 2-stage process for most sites with a proposal deadline of Monday, September 19, and a conceptual design deadline of Monday, October 31. Artists can view the detailed submission requirements at orillia.ca/publicart. Orillia is located on the beautiful shores of Lakes Couchiching and Simcoe, along the Trent Severn Waterway, and in the heart of the 4 communities of Oro Medonte, Ramara, Severn, and the Chippewas of Rama First Nation, said Jacqueline Surrett, manager of culture. It is at a crossroads of highways 11 and 12 arteries leading you anywhere you want to go in Canada and beyond. These connections and intersections breathe life into the Orillia area. They bring visitors and residents and are the very reason Orillia has been a gathering place for Indigenous peoples for more than 5,000 years. 7 locations were selected by the committee and approved by Orillia Council for the installation of public art. These are strategically located at intersections and entry points to the city, near tourism nodes along the city's active transportation network. The site locations are Site 1, Wilson Point Trail Intersection, an entry point to the city from Severn Township. It connects the city to Coldwater and beyond from the Utoff Trail. Site 2, Fittens Road Trail Intersection. The area connects trail users and visitors to Ward 4 businesses. Site 3. City of Orillia Water Filtration Plant. The back of the water filtration plant faces Lake Couchiching, abuts Couchiching Beach Park, and is only a short distance from the port of Orillia. The port welcomes more than 5,000 boats to its slips annually and is a busy entry point to the city of Orillia along the Trent Severn Waterway. The committee is recommending the blank wall facing the water be used as a mural to welcome residents and visitors to the city. Site 4. Orillia Recreation Center, located within the heart of Orillia, the Orillia Recreation Center's prominence and visibility will help connect residents and visitors to the project. The recreation center is centrally located along the city's trail system and will help connect visitors to the downtown and Ward 1 and 2 businesses. Site 5. Stormwater Pond. The area is another entry point to the city from Oro Medonte and connects trail users and visitors to Ward 3 businesses. It is near the busy conservation area of Scout Valley and the West Orillia Sports Complex. The pond's trail lends itself well to a sculpture walk. Site 6. James Street Trail Intersection. The area is an entry point to the city from the township of Oro Medonte and connects trail users and visitors to Ward 2 businesses. Site 7. Atherley Road Trail Intersection. The area is an entry point to the city from Ramara Township and Rama First Nation and connects trail users and visitors to Ward 1 businesses. Installation of the artwork will occur in late fall, with the project scheduled to be completed by March 31. The Art in Public Places Committee is a partnership between the Orillia Museum of Art and History and the City of Orillia. To learn more, please visit orillia.ca/publicart.